1. Begin transmission.
Yo. Hello. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whichever pertains to you. I don't particularly care. My name is Tobe. You're listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Today is Saturday. Yay, Saturday. It's Saturday, November 14th, and it's a little cool outside today in my neighborhood, but I've got the window open anyway. The wind's blowing pretty hard. It might rain. I might go out and look for some more mushrooms. Who knows? Saturday in the fall usually means football. It means football for me. It probably means football for you. I'm sitting here in front of my computer looking at today's schedule of football games. And as you may or may not know, this weekend is another international break, so we don't have any league play. We got everybody returning home to their home countries to play in international games. So what do we got? We got World Cup qualifiers in Africa. Ooh, Tanzania and Algeria will be a good one, except I missed it because it was on early. And it looks like Gabon versus Mozambique is playing as we speak. All right, I got Sweden and Denmark coming up. That'll be interesting for Euro 2016 qualification. Ooh, and Ukraine versus Slovenia. Ukraine, come on, all right. Anyway, what else do we got? Oh, we got a lot of smaller league games, and we've got, Grimsby Town. Oh, I had no idea Grimsby dropped down into a smaller league. Serie B is playing. And we got all the little leagues, so to speak. These aren't children, these are adults. And then there's games tomorrow. So, I've got international football today and possibly some mushroom hunting once this show is over. Apparently, though, it's Christmas. I don't know if anybody else is paying attention, but it's November 15th, which means it's Christmas. I've been in numerous stores in the last 3 or 4 days that got all of their Christmas stuff out. It's very annoying. The Hallmark Channel on TV is playing nothing but Christmas movies. And what else did I see recently? Oh yes, I have 3 neighbors within 100 yards of me right now who have put up their Christmas lights. Yes, actually one of my neighbors did that last weekend. So, Merry Christmas to all my Christian friends and listeners. I kind of thought that your important holiday was in December, but what do I know? I'm such an idiot, such a Gentile. Back in the olden days, apparently it was the 12 days of Christmas, but here in the 21st century, in the information age, we have the 6.5 to 7 weeks of Christmas, which all culminate on a very important day. That's right, Black Friday, the day that stores open at 4 o'clock in the morning so that people who have been standing in line since midnight can get in. Well, hey, if that's your religion, I'm not really going to complain about how you celebrate it. I mean, I'm all about really bizarre celebrations. I have a few myself. I've always been impressed by football players' goal dances and everything, and how you celebrate is your own thing. So let's hear all about your strange celebrations.
Cue world's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
What is coconut?
Coconut is a fruit from Brazil, and it's very sweet. And coco, we say the coco from the man. The coco is from the coco from the man is two coco. Two coco and one banana. That is coconut.
But I think the big question on everybody's mind today really is, will I actually accomplish anything? Will I get anything done? Will I manage to clean something in my house? Or am I just gonna sit here and play radio all day? I probably will. I've been preparing all kinds of weird stuff for everybody to listen to, and that's where you're gonna hear it, is right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, you're listening to Anon Radio. Did I mention that I need to get new glasses? I've had the pair of glasses that I've been wearing now for 6 or 7 years, and all of the magical coatings that I paid extra for have pretty much worn off. They're in bad shape. Looks like they've been hit with micrometeorites, like they've been in orbit for a year. And I finally got a postcard from the glasses place. The place where I got my glasses, the Optical Outlet, was really, really cheap, and it was really close to my house. And I got a pair of glasses and a pair of prescription sunglasses last time for less than $250. Because, you know, they got the basement at, well, I can speak English real good. In the basement of this place is the factory where they actually grind the lenses, so it gets real cheap. You just go in there, have the doctor zap your eyes, and you look in the little machine and you read letters and stuff, and then they say, better or worse, better or worse. And then next thing you know, you got glasses, and they're really cheap. But this was so long ago, and I've been thinking about getting new glasses for a long time because I have to take my glasses off to look at a computer. In other words, I need bifocals. But I drove by the glasses place, and it wasn't a glasses place anymore. It was closed. And then about a year later, it turned into a cafe. And I actually ate at that cafe thinking, hey, this is where I got my glasses last time. Well, about a month ago, I finally got a postcard from the glasses place saying, it's time for you to get new glasses. And I'm like, yeah, duh. I already know that. I don't need a postcard to tell me that, even though I love postcards. And I like the postcard that they send out because it's blue. And there's this, like, line drawing of a side view of an eye, and there's like these diagrams on it showing the focal length of the eye and all this stuff. It's pretty cool. And luckily their new address is on it, so now I know where the glasses place is, and it's still not too far away, but it's out further west. And I'm going to have to go out there and get some bifocals because I'm old. It's weird because I can see my natural focal distance is about from 8 inches in front of my eyes and to about arm's length. And what, that's all of about maybe 40 centimeters or maybe, you know, not quite 2 feet, call it 18 inches. And I can't see anything further than that or closer than that. And it seems to me like everything I do is either far away or right in front of me. So the glasses I have aren't doing me any good. I gotta get the bifocals. Should I get the no line bifocals? The transitions? Should I get trifocals? Do I need trifocals? I don't even know. I'm not the glasses guy. I'm not an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. I don't know which one does what thing. I think an optometrist is the glasses guy, and I think an ophthalmologist is your basic eye doctor type of guy. But don't quote me on that. If you really need to know the difference, you can look it up either in a dictionary or online. Perhaps you can use an online search engine, and that will give you a reason for celebration.
Joink! The accelerated aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, the deadly years, Rog Courtois would have saved that!
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
Alright, just stop the fucking spitting. I don't like being spat at.
Thank you. I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
What are you doing from the left, dear? One serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is, Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Tango Oscar, Bravo Romeo, Uniform Lima, Echo Zulu, confirm, confirm, confirm.
You know what I did last night, too, that was kind of a little bit weird? Well, not all that weird, but something I haven't done for a while, at least. I was reading manga. That's right. Japanese comics. And you're probably going to be shocked when you find out what I was reading. I was actually reading a back issue of Shoujo Beat. Shoujo Beat is an American publication. Actually, it might be British. It's owned by Viz. Regardless, it's published for the American market, and what they do is they just translate Japanese comics and reprint them for the American market. But they keep them in the traditional format instead of mirroring them, so you have to read the books and the magazines the other direction. Which is fine with me. And the funny thing is about this is, I hate to admit this, but strangely enough, I'm a real shoujo manga fan. And if you don't know what this is, there's basically... Yeah, I guess you could say you could divide children's comics up into two parts, for boys and for girls. They tend to be a little bit different. Boys' comics are known as shonen, if you've ever seen that word and wondered what it meant. And girls' comics are called shoujo. And these just mean, you know, boy-themed stuff and girl-themed stuff. And I tend to like the girl-themed stuff better. Why? For a very simple reason. Most comics that are made for boys between the ages of, you know, like 10 and 14 are all about fighting. They're all fighting comics. And in the rare occasions that they're not about fighting, they still are. Like, take Yu-Gi-Oh! For example, and although this comic is technically about a game, the game itself is about fighting. And so after a while, you get kind of sick and tired of the same old stock characters and the same plots and the same plot devices, which gets really annoying. I mean, after a while, you can predict what's going to happen even when you've never read any of these before. So some years ago, and this was a long time ago, for some reason or another, I picked up a girls' comic magazine, and I loved it so much that I kind of got addicted. And I like the girl comics so much better because they're not about fighting. They're always about romance and cheesy girl stuff. Not that girl stuff is cheesy, but it's girly stuff, and it's a lot easier for me to read because, well, hey, I like girls, therefore I kind of like girl stuff. And I like to read these comics because I love the art, too. Everyone is obviously just so beautiful. There's no ugly people in shoujo comics. And there's a lot of attention to detail in clothing and in hairstyles. And some are worse than others. There are some shoujo comics that are pretty much nothing but hair and clothing. I call them curls and folds comics because so much time is taken to draw all the girls' curls in their hair and all the folds in their clothing. It's absolutely ridiculous. And there's very little time spent drawing the face or the facial expression. It's really kind of interesting. So I like to read these for the clothes and curls, the folds and curls. And that's where I get all my fashion advice from Japanese girls' comic books.
Artificial flavors all around you.
Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this.
The accelerated aging of John Terry examples recall to I would have saved that.
You gonna be a radio kitty? Well, why are you giving me the yanks? Oh, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up, you just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Hello! Hello! We're back on this very windy Saturday, November the 14th, a lovely day. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the meeting of which you are listening to right now. Oh, what else is on the agenda for today? Not a whole heck of a lot. I'm sitting here drinking a nice hot cup of tea, as usual. Oh yeah, oh it's so yummy. Oh yeah, it's a little bit hot to be slurping down like that. Oh, I may have another tea-related injury in my lungs. I think I just aspirated some boiling hot tea. I can feel the spicules deep within my lungs crying out in agony. Whew. Yeah, not recommended. Kids, do not try this at home. Playing with liquids at a high temperature can be dangerous. And once again, insert standard disclaimer here. Oh, let me look at the clock. Oh no! Oh yes, it's true. My time is running out again. Oh noes. Alright, in that case I'm bringing this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to a close, and I will remind everybody to stay tuned, because if he remembers, and if he feels like it, the sound show with Barnacle should be coming up next. But I'm out of here. Bye 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Подъезжает футбольная 2Б.
This is straight.